Hey, everybody. And you already know how to say hello. I might just sit down. It's great to be here today, as always. It's always such a pleasure and a joy to come back and to see so many people that I've learned to love over the years, and new people. Hey, and Joy's here today. Who likes to have more joy in our world? Thank you, Margaret. Margaret just got back from Spain, and jet-lagged and all. she's with us and did preparation for the service and has done a wonderful job. The reading that you did, that we all just did, has been very meaningful to me over the years. I've used it in quite a few different funeral services, and I just used it 2 weeks ago at Bedford United, because we do all need each other. So my title of my sermon is Brave Enough to Say Hello. And the brave part came because this month you guys are all talking about risk. When my daughters were growing up, I used to tell them, everybody in the world wants to be your friend. This was not a lie or an exaggeration. We are social beings, and we all want friends. It's vital to feel loved and connected to people. We need a sense of belonging. The theme for the month of March here at the UU Church has been risk. For many people, making friends is scary because they are afraid of being judged, and they feel insecure and vulnerable. It often takes courage to say hello to someone new. I said hello to Gary today, didn't I, Gary? So many people perpetually feel alone, different, and disconnected. An article in the Science Daily stated, research presented at the 125th Annual Convention of the American Psychological Association, that's a mouthful, showed, quote, loneliness is and social isolation may represent a greater public health hazard than obesity and smoking, and their impact has been growing and will continue to grow. Being connected to others socially is widely considered a fundamental human need, crucial to both well-being and survival. Approximately 42.6 million adults over the age of 45 in the United States are estimated to be suffering from chronic loneliness. In addition, the most recent U.S. Census data shows that more than a quarter of the population lives alone, more than half of the population is unmarried, and since the previous census, marriage rates and number of children per household have declined. These trends suggest that Americans are becoming less socially connected and experiencing more loneliness, said Professor Julianne Holt Lundstedt. She reported that many studies have shown that greater social connection is associated with a 50% reduced risk of early death. I'm going to say that one again. Many studies have shown that greater social connection is associated with a 50% reduced risk of early death. It's a pretty big statistic. There have been 70 studies representing more than 3.4 million individuals, primarily from North America, but also from Europe, Asia, and Australia, which examined the role that social isolation, loneliness, or living alone might have on mortality. Researchers found that all three had a significant and equal effect on the risk of premature death. Again, that was from the Science Daily. For the sake of our physical and mental health, what we do to feel loved and liked is very important. We need to have the courage and the confidence to say hello. For most of us who are fairly extroverted, this is no problem, like me. For people who tend to be shy, this feels scary. What do you say after hello? Well, here are some helpful tips. Make eye contact with the person you're talking to. Smile. If possible, have a straight but relaxed posture. Talk slowly with a good volume. And ask a question or two that are relevant to both of you. For instance, after the service today, ask someone what song they like best. Or ask them if they found anything meaningful in the sermon. Or ask them how they like the new kitchen renovations. This church is perhaps the best place to meet someone who may become a friend because you have a common interest just by being here. One of the friendliest people I have ever met is Patricia Watson, who was also a mutual friend of Mary Mullins and I. She was traveling recently and was in a hotel lobby, and a woman came up to her and said, "You and I are family." Patricia laughed and asked her why she thought that. The woman's reply got them talking, and the next day, Patricia ended up going to this woman's church, and then she sang a solo, which is typical of Patricia. If anybody knows her, she sings wherever she goes. She and the woman will become lifelong friends, even though they live far apart. They are now like family, and will be using Facebook and emails to stay connected. Here is the card that Patricia had printed up that she gives everywhere around the world that she goes. She had 1,500 printed up, and I don't know how many she has left, but everywhere she goes, she's handing them out. And it says, "Who you are and what you do are greatly appreciated. Thank you. Have a beautiful day." That's it. No name, no contacts, just a little feel-good. She leaves them in restrooms. She just leaves them all over the place just to get a little smile from people.
Well, I have one of my doctors because of picking it up where she must have been.
Oh, that's fabulous, George. To prepare for this talk, I read a book called Talk to Strangers by David Topus. He wrote, quote, "Genuine curiosity is the lifeblood of good relationships. Showing interest in another person, interest that is wrapped in a genuine desire to discover more about him or her and to get to know that person without judgment. This is perhaps the single most critical ingredient in successful relationship building. Ask good questions. Listen intently. And have appropriate responses that reflect your knowledge and your interests." So let's say that you're in a dentist's waiting room, not a place any of us wants to be. Or you're in the airport and the person next to you is reading a book. Simply ask them if they're finding the book interesting or enjoyable. That might start up a nice conversation. But if the person ignores you or just gives you a one-word answer, take it personally. Not everyone feels comfortable talking to a stranger, so don't push it. And don't get discouraged. Try again at another time or place with another person. Sometimes making friends takes practice, patience, and perseverance. This week I read a great article by Kathleen Schaefer, who is a psychotherapist, a speaker, and a writer. And she quoted four important questions that were first posed by Maya Angelou, the famous writer. Maya wrote, "Do you see me? Do you care that I'm here? Am I enough for you, or do you need me to be better in some way? Can I tell that I'm special to you by the way that you look at me?" These questions reflect your need to be known. And they show the importance of being present to a person and not being distracted and impatient. Ms. Schaefer writes, "Presence is the incredibly simple part of the human experience that gets lost in the modern rush. Taking the one extra second to see a person is the kind of quality that shapes your mood for the better, for the better after a bad news day. It's the secret to the people who we find so charming. It's what the best leaders do, helping people feel seen and valued will totally shift your life. We can all get by without connection, at least for a little while. But if we really want to thrive, we have to connect with one another. Connection is not based on how much time we spend with someone or what we do with them. Connection is always based on quality of presence. Quality of presence." My talk today is in alignment with the first two UU principles, the inherent worth and dignity of every person, and justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. I believe that every person is basically good, and every person deserves to be respected. And that means you. Love, respect, and care for yourself. Feel good about who you are. Now, we all have faults and imperfections, but I can guarantee that no one pays as much attention to them as you do yourself. Relax and be proud of yourself. Take care of yourself and find people who cherish you. Now, as those of you who know me knows what's coming next, I'm going to have you just look around the room. We're going to take a few minutes, make eye contact, and smile. Keep smiling, keep looking. Every person here has worth and should be treated with justice, equity, and compassion. Keep looking, keep smiling. Hello, Deborah. Look at every person as a friend or a potential friend. This is your church community. This is your church family. And when this service is over, find someone that you haven't met before, or haven't talked to before. Just say hello. One of my favorite writers, this man has moved me so much over the years, is the Irish writer and theologian John O'Donohue. Anybody here familiar with John O'Donohue? Yeah, he wrote a beautiful book called Adam Cara. And Adam Cara in Gaelic means soul friend. So I'm going to read one of his blessings. He has written many, many blessings that are very poetic. They're almost prayer poems, I would call them. May you be blessed with good friends. May you learn to be a good friend to yourself. May you be able to journey to that place in your soul where there is great love, warmth, feeling, and forgiveness. This may change you. May it transfigure that which is negative, distant, or cold in you. May you be brought into the real passion, kinship, and affinity of belonging. May you treasure your friends. May you be good to them, and may you be there for them. May they bring you, all the blessings, challenges, and truth, and light that you need for your journey. May you never be isolated. May you be in the gentle nest of belonging with your Anna Cara. And there's just one more. I miss not using this book every week. This is a fabulous book. There are so many beautiful and meaningful songs and readings, and I'm just going to read the lyrics to song number 84, How Far Can Reach a Smile. How far can reach a smile? How high a helping hand can lift? How far is far enough to give? Is there a way to learn just how a kindness speaks or where it goes? Should love be caught to hold? For God pours out this love in all that lives. Through God we see that life can never cease to give. If we then think our small amount of help would not go far, and so don't give, would we still live? Thank you.